too much to do here. Okay. So if you saw the sheet that I gave out, and if you didn't see it, let's see if I have any more of them. I don't think I have any more of them. But I pointed out stuff that we know already. And that is that Rashi understands Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, that they hold that Omer Mutter is Pater from a Karban Chatas, based on the fact that they view Omer Mutter as Ones, right? As opposed to Shogeg. Plus, Pashtus Rashi increases Paskins like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. And the truth of the matter is, you know, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish versus Rav and Shmuel, we pass like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. In fact, I don't know if you saw the Kesef Mishnah on Rambam. I didn't have you look at the Rambam, but he says, you know, most possible like Rav and Shmuel, and not like Rashi, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. They have to explain why you can pass like Rav and Shmuel, not like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. But anyway, he passed like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish passes because increases. There was no real need at all for Rashi to say Omer Mutter if you oker kol gufa, you know, of the halacha, the kol gufa of the avera, that you're an onus and you're not chayav v'chatos. L'chayra, that was something that Rashi just added on his own. Why would he add that if it wasn't la halacha? You know, sometimes Rashi in a Mishnah might not go la halacha, but usually that's because it's the pashtus of the Mishnah. So he explains it ali but the pashtus ha-Mishnah, even if it's lokal halacha. Here, this is a tangent Rashi. He was trying to explain all the cases of shogeg that exist by the different averos. So pashtus he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we also pointed out that Rashi shita of Omer Mutter, where its ones, okay, is not only when it's a total tinok shenishba, as the Rambam, you know, when he discusses the tinok shenishba, he talks about tinok shenishba lebein agoyim, the gadol ve'eni yodoya mahim Yisrael ve'lodatam. He doesn't have a clue who's a Jew, what's the what are the halachos. Rashi's understanding it as like a sort of like a tinok shenishba in one halacha, one avera in its totality, that would be a tinok shenishba. That would be an ones, and not that a tinok shenishba. That would be an ones and potter from a karban. Okay. Tosfos on the other hand rejects Rashi. Tosfos rejects Rashi because he understands the Gemara's comparison between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, to Munbaz as clearly implying that Omer Mutter is not Ones, rather it's a Shogeg that has a tour from Karban, as Munbaz says, the same way a mazid is not a mazid without Yediyah, so to a shogeg is not a shogeg that's chayiv, right, without a Yediyah. Okay. That's where we left off, and now we have to dig in. So the question I posed to the Heilige Zimun is, is Rashi really that difficult? Like, how would you answer? What would you answer for Rashi? What would you say? Why, in other words, Tosfos says, "Oh, it can't be that it's Ones because the Gemara is comparing Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish to Munbaz, who bases the Ptur Korban on a Hekesh." What would you say? Answer for Rashi. Truth of the matter is, once we answer for Rashi, I think Tosfos is a shtickle difficult. Like, what's he new? No, what do you answer for Tosfos Rashi, how do you answer up Tosfos' question? How do you compare Rav Yochanan? How could you say that Omer Mutter is honest if the Gemara is comparing Rav Yochanan of Eish Lakish to Mumbaz?
What the heck is this? He's like, I love the Shalimut.
Yeah, it's teaching you. It's teaching you. No, those pashtas, Rashi holds that that's what Mumbaz is teaching you. As a guy in my shir said, you know, when you don't have a yediyah by Mazin, so l'chari, that means it's not Mazin. It's not Mazin. So if you don't have a yediyah by Shogeg, so if you're gonna make a real Hekesh, so it's not Shogeg, it's Ones, and that's why you're Potter. The question is, what's Tosfos thinking? Like, why is Tosfos, right, having such a hard time? Is it like he can't conceive of this? Right? Anyone have an idea? What do you think is bothering Tosfos with explaining Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish as saying that it's ones? You know, especially in a Tino Shanishba case, it's so crazy that, you know, that it's ones, and that's what it's teaching. So I think this goes back to something that we discussed. Well, we used to learn, you know, Yarag, but we learned Yarag Valyavor and the Rambam Sheet and Yarag Valyavor and different visions of Ones. See, Ones, where did we learn out Ones from? We learn out, like, but Nara, Lo Sase Dava. Right after you see Ones, there's no Ones, Nara, Lo Sase Dava, if you're not Chayev, she's not Chayev Misa, if she gets raped, there's no culpability at all. Lo Sase Dava, no culpability at all. Right? Even though normally, you know, for nus also you bring a karban if you're shogun. But lara lo sase davar, there's no misa, there's no shogun, there's no karban, there's nothing. So what's the pshat? So l'chaira, what Tosfos seems to be holding, if you can't accept Rashi, because let's get to the guts of what Rashi's saying. Rashi's basically saying, if you don't have a yediyah, it's a blameless, we'll call it a blameless maisa avera. And if it's a blameless avera, you know, shogeg, you have to have some level of blame there. There's some level of, right, culpability there. But if it's totally blameless, so that's onyx. Tosfos can't accept that. Because Tosfos basically is under the, his concept is that onyx is where you are compelled to do something. The person is compelled to engage in that Maisa Avera. And if he's compelled to engage in that Maisa Avera, that's what makes something an Ones. Anytime you do a Maisa Avera, and that Maisa Avera is associated with you, you're doing it, so then that by definition cannot be onus. And that's why the most Tosfos can understand, okay, even a Tinok Shenishba as is a blameless Maisa Avera, which he categorizes as Shogeg. The interesting thing is, like a guy in my shir asked, and I think it's a great question, when all is said and done, is there really a nafkamina between, you know, the Karov L'Ones of Tosfos, Shogeg, Karov L'Ones, which is Pater from a carbon as a regular, when all is said and done, of Yochanan Reish Lakish, according to Tosfos and according to Rashi, besides the categorization of it, whether it's Ones or whether it's Karov L'Ones, right? They both hold you Pater from a carbon according to Yochanan Reish Lakish. So l'may nafkamina. So I told him, you know, it might not be a nafkamina, but the nafkamina might actually be in, you know, other areas. Because if you what? Yeah. Let's go with Rashi. So Rashi says if it's a blameless Maisa Avera, a blameless Maisa Avera, that makes it Ones. So what's the pshat there? So there's two possible pshatting there. One pshat is that it's Ones because basically anything that's blameless even if there is a Maisa Avera, and even if that Maisa Avera is associated with you, it's still considered Ones, because even if you do a Maisa Avera, it's an idea of a Ptur. You're Potter for that Maisa Avera you did, because you're blameless. It's a total Ptur. You're totally not, you know, you can breathe easy, even though you did a Maisa Avera, because it's blameless. Or you could say something that Rabbi Glanz was saying the other day, that maybe Rashi holds that once something is a blameless Maisa Avera, by definition, okay, you can't say it's not your action, but also you can't say it's not an action, it's not a Maisa, but you could say that it's a Maisa that's not associated with you. Because once you're not to blame for it, so it's like a halachic disassociation between you and the Maisa Avera. That's what Rabbi Loring said. This might have ramifications in other areas. Okay? Masha'en came according to Tosfos, right? He clearly holds that a blameless Maisa Avera is still a Maisa Avera that is associated with you. It's just that you are what? You're blameless. So that could be, if you take that step in Rashi, that ones means that the Maisa Avera is not associated with you, it could be a serious nafkamina here. Because if you assume that according to Tosfos, L'chaira, it's in the realm of Shogeg, so L'chaira, if it's in the realm of Shogeg, that means that you're doing a Maisa Avera, the Shogeg, right? So, that might be one nafkamina that would have a play out in other areas. Another very interesting thing, according to Tosfos, we don't really know, is Tosfos might hold that, right, that since he holds that the definition of ones is a compelling, right, with the Maisa Avera, you were compelled to do it. You were forced to do it. So it could very well be that according to Tosfos, the definition of ones is more than just the person being disassociated from the Maisa Avera. It could be that once you're forced, it's not viewed as a Maisa Avera anymore. It's sort of like it's an act that's out of your control, and there's not even a Maisa Avera going on. Okay, that could also be, there's two ways to understand it. There's a disconnect here, but in the B'chal, there's no Maisa Avera. Anyway, these are big issues, but like I told them, even if you don't have these naftaminas, it's important just to understand the shitos. Rashi basically categorizes it as ones, and Tosfos has it within the framework of shogeg, different categories within shogeg. Now it's very interesting. Let me ask you a question. According to Rashi, what's pshat in Rav and Shmuel? What's pshat in Rav and Shmuel? So it's hard to say that in the Gemara, at least in Shabbos, that Rav and Shmuel are saying that they're blameworthy. Because the Gemara in Shabbos is talking even about a tinok shenishba, a mamish. Right? So, I think it could very well be that the reason why there's two cases, at least according to Rashi, of tinok shenishba and gershon is gaya bein anachrim, I think he wants to tell you the chiddush aliyah of the boat. That Rav and Shmuel hold that even by tinok shenishba yechayiv in a korban, and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish hold even by a gershon is gaya, because remember Rashi's shita is that it's ones even if you're a tinok shenishba in one area. So there's obviously a gershon is gaya. We're assuming he knows he's Jewish. He's a gershon is gaya bein anachrim. This means that he just, doesn't really know what's going, he doesn't know a lot of things. But he knows basically that he's Jewish. Okay? So what you have to say in Rav and Shmuel, right? And maybe this is the machlokes, whether or not a blameless Maisa Aveira, in Rashi, a blameless Maisa Aveira detaches the person from that Aveira. It could be the Rav and Shmuel, what Rashi basically holds is, yeah, you know what, Rav and Shmuel? It's blameless. The bottom line is, you have to bring a karma for a Maisa Aveira. Who says you don't have to bring a karma for a Maisa Aveira? You do a Maisa Aveira, even if it's blameless, you gotta bring a karma. And the biggest raya of this is the Rambam Shita. Look at the Rambam Shita. Keita, Tino Shanishba, the Beinat Goyim. He passes the Rambam Shmuel. The Gidel. The Eina Yodea Mahim Yisrael, the Lo Datam. The Asa Melacha B'Shabbos. The Yachal Chela V'Dam V'Chayotze Ben. Kishayodea Lo Shu Yisrael, the Mutsuba Al Kolelu. Chayiv Lavi Chata, the Kolam Be'a Vera. What are you gonna say? The guy has any level of blame here? Can't hold him accountable for anything, or he's gonna get an onesh and shamayim for it. Like doesn't make any sense. But it could very well be that a karban chatas, is almost like a type of, besides a kapara, a type of tahara process. And you were engaged in Maisa Aveira, so the bottom line is, you're someone who has to be a karma chatas. I think that's what you have to say in Rashi, in Rav Shmuel. L'chaira, everyone has to say that in Rav Shmuel. Right? Taisus as well, in Rav Shmuel. But now things are going to get a little sticky. Because now we have to go ahead and carry over what everyone holds, Tosos, Rashi, into our Gemara and Makas. That's why we're doing this. It's a nice sugya Shabbos. But the reason why we're in Shabbos is because the Rishonim bring up Shabbos. All the Rishonim here, Ramban, Yitzhak, Tosos. Tosos asks something a little strange. If you see the way he asks. He says, that's Betinok Shenizba Lubena Nachrin. Is he going in Rava here? Is he holding that Rava holds Tosfos? Is he holding that Rava holds that Tino Shenishba is Karov Lemezli? Why is he bringing up Tino Shenishba? If you notice, the way the Ritva, one of my questions, I wanted to do Medayik. The way the Ritva and the Ramban asks the Kasha, they don't ask it from Tinok Shenishba. They just say in general, right? Listen to the way the Ramban asks it. V'ika the Kasha le v'haka b'shavas v'avodah zara d'chsiv techete b'shkaga, right? V'omer mutter chayiv b'hen. They don't say Tinok Shenishba. Or, for example, The Ritva asks, "Vika dekashalu dimkain hechi mimaye mibeshogeg dagabe shabbos v'gabe karbon avodas ilim b'sharaveres k'sim b'shkaga al karbonam." Don't say tinok shenishba. In fact, one of the Ritva's answers shows you that he's not learning like Tosfos' question. Because one of his answers is, here, in our Gemara, we're talking about an Omer Mutter, where it's Kol Ha'aveira, and there, where are you Chayiv Karban? You Chayiv Karban only when you don't know a detail. Listen to this Ritva. O Tirtzu, Dahasam, where you chayev by Shabbos, the she'ena oker kol hawa kol haguf di yada l'shabbos ola avodah d'lidim. In other words, the Ritva is paskening also like Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? Not like Rav and Shmuel, right? And that's why he's able to answer. At least he's answering for the Ones. You know, he's not answering for Karov L'Mezid. But whatever we're going to answer for Rashi in Karov L'Mezid, we'll answer for the Ritva. Understand? But Tosfos, L'Chaira, he's bringing up Tirat Rishba. The only thing you could say here is that what Tosfos is saying is, he's alluding to the whole Gemara here. And he's saying that you even have a shita there, a tinoch shenishba is chayev al shkaga. So how could you have a shita here that ultimately is going to say ones? And implied in that kasha also is that, right? Omer mutter is for sure, you don't see anywhere that Omer mutter is what? Is not going to be chayev a korban. In other words, he's just basically already projecting the end of the Gemara. And we know that even Tinok Shenishba is what? Is a shogeg. Did you have someone in this Gemara saying that it's Ones? So that's where Tosfos comes up with his shita that what? That there are different dargas in what? In shogeg. But Eina Chinami, I think he would have to admit that a Tinok Shenishba case is not, and this is what's very important, is not what we're talking about in our Gemara. Our Gemara is clearly saying Omer Mutter. I think it's extremely, extremely difficult to say that anyone would hold that Tinok Shenishba, unless you're going to say a Svara like the Ramban, which we're going to see soon enough. Okay? But unless you're going to say a Svara like the Ramban, it's inconceivable that you would hold that it's Karov L'Mezid B'Tairas the Maisa Avera Shabbat. It's just inconceivable. So therefore, what you have to say is, assuming Tosfos is not going with the Ramban, he's not giving us any inkling, so you have to say that that here we're talking about Omer Mutter. Meaning, and Tosfos himself says, Daf Tes, just to show you that he's not talking about Tinok Shenishba, Tosfos himself, when he says Omer Mutter, and the comparison between Omer Mutter on the Maisa Avera and Omer Mutter on the Chefta Shavera, going back to our earlier shir. Later on in Daf Tes, the Gemara calls Omer Mutter when you have Omer Mutter on the total Maisa Avera, and also where you have an Omer Mutter where you think it's a behemoth that you're killing, the Chefta Shavera, you made your mistake in. Not only a mistake in the Maisa Avera, but you made a mistake in that entity that you were killing. You thought it was a behemoth, an Imtza Adam. Himself says, like Rashi, "V'hayelo lumod, v'hachanami hayelo la'ayin." So you see that he's going with the notion of hayelo lumod. Once you're going in an issue of hayelo lumod, you can't be talking about Tito Shadish. What do you mean hayelo lumod? Hayelo lumod? You just brought over from the boat with the other Aborigines. I mean, how could you be hayelo lumod? Hayelo lumod? When? When you were doing your Averis in Australia with the Aborigines? Doesn't make any sense. Okay, so therefore, that's what I think Douglas. Tosfos is just saying, how could you have a Tinoch Shenishba that's Chayiv a Karban? So then Tinoch Shenishba should also be Chayiv in Galus. So then he comes and he gives an answer that deals with both Abaye and with Rava. And with the whole Gemara in Makkos. The truth of the matter is, Tosfos in Shabbos really asks on himself specifically from Ones. Right? Because he says, how could Rabbi hold what? How could Rabbi hold Ones if I'm so tough and stark on Rashi? You can't say that Omer Mutter is Ones. How could the Abaye in Makkos say Ones? So he says, oh, he means Karov Ones. Doesn't mean Ones. Right? Okay. So therefore, what comes out is that according to Tosfos, we ultimately have three positions in, not in Tinok Shenishba. In Tinok Shenishba, that's the Machlokes, the Gemara and Shabbos. But we have now three understandings of Omer Mutter, okay, according to Tosfos. We have Abaye, we have Rava, and we have Humadayik, Tysus, and Sanhedrin, who feels the need to do what? To change the girsa, because he can't have Rava, okay? In other words, Rava and Abaye being, because to him, it's clear in Sanhedrin that there's no difference. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says there is no difference between Shogeg in Ritzicha and Shogeg by where? By Karban. So therefore he obviously holds that Pashtus, it's a regular what? It's a regular Shogeg. Because Omer Mutter is Chayiv by Ritzicha, so that means that Chayiv and Galus by Ritzicha, and by definition it can't mean that it's what? That it's Karov Lemezit, because Karov Lemezit, you don't go to Galus. Okay? So we have really three Shitos here within the Tosfos world. We have our Tosfos and Tosfos in Shavis that basically has both extreme Shitas that basically hold it's either Omer Mutter is either Karov Ones, or that's Abaye, or Rava Karov Lemezin. And you have this other sheet that tells us that basically views Omer Mutter as Shogeg. So I think this is a very important, how do you type something like this up? Because it's basically saying, are you blameless? Or do you say hayalo lilmog? Right? Karov Ones is basically saying, as we said, it's a maisa avera in which you're blameless. And the other one is saying, no, you're not blameless because you should have learned. Okay? So again, we're talking about someone who knows he's Jewish, knows that he's what it means to be a halachic Jew, but he just doesn't know a whole area. Like Gershon is Gaia, Man Achim, a Baal Tshuva, whatever it is, he's already in a state where he doesn't know a whole chunk. And tells us not to be mechalik between Ritzicha and Karma. That's Tosfos Chalik. That's Tosfos Gavas. You know, it's all, what's very, very important about Tosfos is, although he's mechalik between whether you go to Gullus for all the different levels of Shogeg, but it's the same Shogeg we're talking about. We're talking about a Shogeg in the Wad, in the Maisa Avera. Shogeg in the Maisa Avera or Shogeg in the Chepsa of the Avera. Not two different, you know, concepts of why you'd be Chayiv Gullus and Chayiv Akarba. Just that this is a more limited area where you're Chayiv Gullus. Again, as opposed to the Ramban, which we'll see, who has a whole different concept of why you're Chayiv Gullus. So that's why it's basically three Shitas. How do you argue? He says you should have learned. He says you shouldn't have learned. He says you are blameless. You're not blameless. You're blameworthy. You're not blameless. Blameworthy. You're blameless. So I think, anyone have an idea? Have an idea? I've been spending 2 weeks dreaming about this, thinking about it. Someone told me. Yeah, I told you something. It would be a nightmare. But Baruch Hashem, I think we have a shot. I don't know if we can satisfy everybody in Blast, because he doesn't go for this stuff. He just says, go weiter. When you get to something like this, yeah, okay, let's go on. I think it's like this. I think what basically he's saying is that once you are in the parsha of being a halachic Jew, so clearly you have a responsibility to learn a lot. And if not, you can't say that you're blameless. The question really is, Once you're not talking about Tino Shel Nishba, what's Shitas Abaye? What's Shitas Abaye? Or, for that matter, Shitas Rashi, who holds it, right, even by, you know, a mutter for a, okay? How can you say you're blameless? I think what it's saying is that when we talk about doing a Maisa Aveira, blameless or blameworthy, the question is, what are we looking at? If we're looking only at what's in your purview, I'm being very careful about I'm using the word purview, because I want to, later I'm going to compare it to Behema. If you look at only what's in your purview right now, so you're blameless. It's only because of history. You should have learned before you got to this situation. But now when you get to the situation, you have no, you know, reason at that moment to have any chashos. So at the point of the Aveira, you are blameless. So it's really going into a shaila as to whether or not you can be mitzareif the hazada of your past to what's in your purview right now. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Abaye. Abaye says we look at what's in your purview right now, and Rav basically says, you know what? You should have learned. And because you didn't learn, that hazada of before is not divorced from your reality. Now you don't live in a vacuum. We don't like view you as an amnesiac when it comes to the is that a word? Amnesiac? I just made it up. We don't look at you as an amnesiac at the point that you're doing it. Your whole history is part of that. I mean, of course, it's viewed as a blameworthy Maisa Aveira. And I think the middle Shita, this is a real Rav Parnas approach to something like this. The middle Shita basically says you have both aspects, right? You have the fact that right now it's out of your purview. You have to be really halachic to accept this one. You have to be very halachic about it. But it, on one hand, it's what? It's not in your purview, so you're blameless. On the other hand, what? Based on your history, you're blameworthy. So that clash basically results in a pure shogeg. So that's why Yechayev, right? Yechayev both Gullus and Yechayev Korban according to the Tosis in Sanhedrin. So that's Tosis issue. But now we're far from out of the woods yet. Why? Because, and by the way, I just want to finish up Tosis all the way. This works very well with the Gemara on Daf Test as well. Because the Gemara on Daf Test, by Behema v'nimtza wad, Behema v'nimtza adam, according to Tosos. So once again, the Shita that says Behema v'nimtza adam, you are blameless. So you see why I use the word purview? Because it's not in your purview. Like, you know, we're not going ahead and, you know, telling you, okay, you have to go get glasses now. It's not in your purview. It's not in your purview. Masha'ain came, okay, you know, it's like the other Shita is saying, listen, if you know you got issues seeing, yeah, you're doing dangerous activity, you better, that's what he says. Same way, hayalo lilmod, hayalo la'ayin. But what's difficult about it is that, well, that's right now. The lilmod is, you know, from before. But it's the same idea, because if you understand it in terms of what's in your purview right now, this is not in your purview. I have no reason to think that it's not a behema. Okay? The other one's saying, no, listen, you know, you should have insight here. Okay. Now we come to Rashi. Rashi is different. Because Rashi paskin loyim mutter is what? Is onus. So how could he say, how could he even conceive of the shita of who? Of Rava. So you could say, oh, who says? Maybe Rashi could understand that there are those that are cholikim. Maybe it's a totally machokas asugyas. And nothing to talk about, right? Problem is, if you assume that this is the girsa here is Rava, and not what? And not Rabba, and we paskin like Rava, so we need to somehow, you know, explain away how here, we call it Torah Kula, Rashi, seems to paskin, Omer Mutter is honest. When it comes to Ritzicha, all of a sudden, there's a Rava, who we paskin like, who says Omer Mutter is Karav L'mezit. Karav L'mezit. And again, in Rashi we have to assume we're talking about Omer Mutter of Kol Iker HaLacha, not a Tino Shenishba. We're not talking about Tino Shenishba. In fact, Rashi himself says Ayel Alumo later on. Okay? So I had mentioned once, just to teach you, like, you know, why it was important to get into the different breakdowns of the Shkaga in the Pula versus the Chepzah, that maybe Rashi is going with the Ramban, but it's not really true. You can't go with the Ramban. Because the Ramban could very well hold like Rashi. I'm talking about the Ramban's first shot, not the Ramban himself. Could very well hold like Rashi, but it's not Rashi himself. What I mean to say he could hold like Rashi, but it's not Rashi himself, is as follows. He could hold like Rashi, then really call it Torah Kula, Omer Mutter is Ones, or call it Torah Kula, it's Karov L'Ones, whatever it is. But here it's different. Why? The Ramban says, when it comes to Chatos, we say Techete, the pasuk says Bishgaga. It's the Chet that's Shogeg. As we said, the Maisa Aveira is Bishogeg. Okay? Or any of the components of the Maisa Aveira is Bishogeg. It's the Maisa Aveira or the components of the Maisa Aveira. That's what Techete Bishgaga means. However, when it comes to Gullus is not talking about the Maisa Vera or even the components of the Maisa Vera. It's talking about, yeah, a component of the Maisa Vera, but not Beteras the Maisa Vera. Beteras the Pulas Ha'Avera. The Pula, I wouldn't even say the Pula of the Avera. It's the Pulas Ritzicha. That you have to have the pshat in shogeg to be chayiv gullus, okay? You have to be an individual whose ritzicha, the pulas ritzicha, was b'shogeg. And therefore, that's why Omer Mutter, when it comes to what? When it comes to Ritzicha, is Karov Lemezid. Because B'tairas, the Pu'ula itself, it's Mezid Mamish. Why is it even called Karov Lemezid? That, you can say, the reason why it's called Karov Lemezid is because B'tairas, the Einesh, you have to say, yeah, the Misa, obviously it's not Mezid a Misa. Right? It's not Mezid a Misa. You're not gonna get punished. Okay? For the Maisa Avera Misa. We're talking about Gullus now. Gullus demands a Shkaga in the Pula Saratzicha. And calls man that you're not a Shkaga in the Pula Saratzicha, meaning, as we said, the Shkaga in the Pula Saratzicha is defined as like an error in judgment in the Pula. That's the only time we say it. And that's how he would learn the Sugya by Behema as well. That here, when it comes to Behema, the Nimsa Adam, yeah, that could have been regular Shogeg. That could have even been Ones, or Karav La Ones. But once again, when you're dealing with Ritzicha, we care about your Pula. And your Pula was a Pula Saritzicha. Again, don't forget, a Meiser Ritzicha needs, the Meiser Ritzicha might need, you know, the person. But the Pula Saritzicha is the act of killing. So that act of killing, which is the killing of the Behema, the physical killing of the Behema, that was not Bishkaga. That was B'mezid. He went knowingly, willingly, to kill the behema, he went knowingly and killingly to kill the person on Das Dayan of a Beis. He just thought it was the mutter. Okay, yeah.
I had another thought.
But by the way, wait a second. This cannot be Rashi Shita, though. Why? Anyone know why? Because Rashi himself says that the reason why on Daf Tes it's Karav L'mezid. Because the same way, Hayalo, Lilmod, Hayalo La'ayin, therefore it's Karav L'mezid. So that has nothing to do with the Ramban. Okay, so we're still stuck in Rashi. Yeah, what did you want to say?
What I want to say is maybe the Kilo isn't the Tariga, it's not Galus, it's the difference between the Nanam Lamako and the Nanam
Lamako. Oh, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Correct. That's not the Ramban. Giving another pshat for Rashi. 100%. I think that's pshat Rashi. And Eitan is saying as follows. Maybe what you're going to say for Rashi is a fascinating pshat. It's what I've heard Rav Rosenzweig use the term, the difference between sichlius and shimius. You ever hear him say that? Averis sichlius versus averis shimius. When you're dealing with something that is sichli, where basically the assumption is that we're talking about Omer Mutter now. We're not talking about Tinoch Shenishba. Tinoch Shenishba, you could, you know, basically say the guy, wasn't even part of a normative society. And you think you have to start getting into, okay, you know, like Lord of the Flies issues. Like, is he supposed to feel, you know, that it's bad? Like, for all I know, if he was, you know, Lord of the Flies style, if he was born in some place with killing his, you know, rabbit, like, he'd have the, he'd also be part of this. So I'm assuming Tinoch Shenishba Mamish, we're not talking about. We're talking about, again, Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter, Omer Mutter, Omer Mutter. Like Rashi says in Kol Toraku, that's what Omer Mutter is here. But there's a difference. By Ritzicha, the Pshat is that if you don't know, okay, that's your problem. In fact, we medayik that in Rashi. What's your mazid? Your mazid is that you think it's mutter lahare. Meaning, but it's very, very interesting. What do you mean, you know, you should know it's asr? You don't know it's asr, you just know it's wrong. So the point is, that's the whole point. Once you know it's wrong, so then, at that point, and this is the beauty of it, at that point, you should, really lilmod. The lilmod in Rashi is very interesting. It's a different type of hayolo lilmod. The hayolo lilmod that we were dealing with in Tosros was one in terms of your history. Chapping? Historically, you should have learned. And if you didn't learn, we're blaming you right now. Here what we're saying is, I'm taking you, I'm just trying to explain it to be able to work out Rashi later on in here. Here, in Kol Torah Kula. In terms of Kol Torah Kula, we couldn't care less about Hayolah Luma. We don't look to history. We look to right now. But the pshat is that when something is sichli, that means is that it's in your purview. You can't deny that it's in your purview. Anyone with seichel, unless you tell me you don't have seichel, okay? But anyone with seichel understands that there's something wrong here. He may not know it's asa, but he knows it's wrong. So therefore, hayolo lilmod means, right, he should go ahead and he should know. Hold on a second. So there's a serious blameworthy activity going on here. See the difference? There's hayolo lilmod in Rashi is fundamentally different than the hayolo lilmod of Tosfos. I think you have to say that in Rashi, because you can't say the Ramban's pshat. Okay?
Where I just wanted, I agree with everything you said, but where I wanted to just take
Yeah.
Another step. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's also the result. In other words, the limud is before, and you should know it's wrong. But the result is, if you're doing something bad, you killed somebody, so it doesn't matter that you didn't know or you were blameless. The guy's still dead. But you can't take away the result. Right? Hashem can be mokal. It can be an honorable mokal. Hashem can be mokal, and you're scot-free. But Hashem can't be mokal. It's like when you ask people to reveal him, right? You don't know right. You need to ask someone to reveal if you want to. Why can't you just ask Hashem?
But so what? But you still blame.
But in terms of... It's only on you.
No, but if you're going in, if you're not going with the Ramban, you're assuming it's a halacha in the Maisa Avera. Who cares about the result? You didn't do anything. It's a blameless Maisa Avera. But we have to try to explain why in Rashi, unless you go with the Ramban, who takes it away out of the Maisa Avera, you have to explain why this is a blameworthy Maisa Avera.
What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you still have to pay for what you did. You did something that's unerasable. Whether it's choking and you go to
Gullus, what do you mean? It's like a Nakama activity. That's not Masha from Rashi. Rashi says Hayalo.
Right. No, so I'm not saying it's the beginning. You said
that. You're saying even if you say you know another pshat has nothing to do with Rashi. You're saying
right. Even further, I'm saying it works. Rashi's story. Nothing has nothing to do with it, but in other words, it works.
No, but definitely.
Why Rashi would say in all these cases that the owner mutter's like onus, and in that case it's not. Because in all these cases, like you wronged Hashem, he'll be mocha. But in cases where you wronged somebody else.
No, but how does he say Karav Lemez is based on Hayalolumon, according to you?
I'm sorry, can you say what?
How does he say that a Karav Lemez is based on Hayalolumon, according to you?
Right, it doesn't work for Hayalolumon. Okay. That's why we have to say what you're saying.
Okay.
It works together.
Unless you say Hayal Alul mode is like after the fact, like, you know, for the upshot. Then like, you should, that's not mash. Okay, so that is that. Now what comes out very interestingly is the Ramban's pshat, the difficulty that he has with his pshat is, okay, so my pshat is great for Rava. But if I don't go with Rashi, right, that fundamentally what? When Abai says ones, he means ones mamish, as opposed to shogeg. So he says that's not going to answer Abai. See, for Rashi, if the Ramban would hold like Rashi, he'd have no problem. He'd say, okay, so Abai is going like Kol Torah Kula, and Rava is a unique halacha by Ritzicha. But the Ramban doesn't go that way. The Ramban seemingly is going like, you know, like Tosis. That it's in the realm of, it has to be in the realm of Shogeg. So that's why he says, oh, there's a great pshat, but what are you going to do with Abaye? So that's what he says. V'imifarshinan le'kigon betinok shenishba lebein agoyim ikalameima Abaye surveyed Rav Yochanan. He says a fascinating thing. He says, according to me, if I don't go like Rashi, right? So that Omer Mutter is Ones in what? In Kol HaTorah Kula. So then it's possible to say, he says, maybe we're talking about what? A Tinok Shenishba Mamish. And he says, he seems to be saying that Tinok Shenishba, that's different than an Omer Mutter the Iker the Guf HaAlacha. When you're totally Kenishba, so then of course you're going to be what? Same way you're going to be Potter for a Karban like Rav Yochanan Shlakish holds. So too what? So too you're going to be Potter from Gullus. Because he can accept Tinok Shenishba being an Ones. But he can't accept the limited Omer Mutter, like Rashi, being an Ones. But what's very good according to him is, but what's the Pshat then in what? In Rava. So with him, it's no problem. Because according to him, we couldn't care less about Avera at all. You could be the biggest Tinok Shenishba. Because he's not even going like Rashi, oh, you know, Lumo, he's We couldn't care less where you're from. We couldn't care less if you shouldn't even know that. According to the Ramban, you could be born again, you know, in the Lord of the Flies town, and not know that Ritzicha is a problem at all. Even beat on Luchavera, you could be brainless. You're still not going to go to Gullus. Still not going to be shogi. Still going to be Karav L'mezid, because the Hazad that we're talking about is not Mezid of Avera. It's Mezid of the Pula. I think it's beautiful. Last but not least, okay, one other very interesting split that is given by the Ritva as well as the Ramban is that maybe where do we say Omer Mutter is Chayiv Bivadai in a Karban? By Omer Mutter in the Maisa Aveira. But here in Zayin Amud Beis and in on Tess Amud Aleph, we're talking about Omer Mutter in the Chafza, where you're making a mistake in the Chafza. V'nimtza wad, v'nimtza adam. Okay? Which is unbelievable, because what he's basically saying is that Rashi, all Rashi's cases, this is what I was hacking with you guys yesterday about, and this is fascinating, that all Rashi's cases of Shogeg, when he's dealing with where the guy mistakes the what? He mistakes the Chefza, makes a mistake in the Chefza, Rashi says Yechayev Korban for that. He's saying not that way. He's saying, when is an issue of an Omer Mutter in terms of the Chefza? That's Kufa Shaila as to whether it's Karav L'mezid or Karav L'ones. And you wouldn't be Chayev a Korban. You're only Chayev a Korban when it's Omer Mutter. But it's Omer Mutter of what? Omer Mutter of Halacha, of the Maisa Aveira. Where you're making your toast in the Maisa Aveira, not in the Chefza. What's fascinating is that you have to ask yourself, so then, where are the cases of Shogeg according to this? Like 90% of the cases that he had, where you made a mistake, you brought the behemoth on you, the woman brought the behemoth on, and made it. Go through that Rashi. So the truth is, it's not such a big problem. Why? Because if you're talking about the issue of, this is very interesting, the issue of chalavim and arayis. So chalavim and arayis is a different parsha. Yechayev even from a sasek by chalavim and arayis. So really, there are only two cases in that Rashi that are problematic. The case of Molech, where he gives over someone else's, in his mind, someone else's kid, but it's really his kid. And when he thinks he's walking into his house, and he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So those cases, they'll have to think of a different scenario of how you're gonna have Shogeg. You know? Yeah, you could, you know, why not say there, you know, especially if you hold Omer Mutter is chayiv in a carbon. He's, in other words, he doesn't have the problem that Rashi has. See, Rashi has a problem because if he says if you're Omer Mutter in a total halacha, that's not going to be Shogeg. So he has to create all these scenarios. But he could just say, it's you guys at Omer Mutter in all these halachas of Molech and Beis HaMikdash. And that's how you would deal with it. Listen, I think there are definitely pratim here that we missed on. I think we did a pretty thorough job. Just one other thing that we see a very similar pshat to the Ramban in another area. Where anyone know of another area where we couldn't care less about the Maisa Aveira, but the Hazad is only in the physical act, not in the Aveira of the act? The famous Maharik. We had it. Let's say someone thinks it is mutter to have znus. It's a big, famous sheet of the Marik. I mean, it's a very lawful ma'aseh b'zman hazeh, especially if you have a broad vision of Omer Mutter. Okay, the The Rama Rik says, even if you think it's totally halachically fine to have znus, there's an isser le baal. Why? Because the isser, not talking about the onesh now, because the isser le baal is not a function of the maisa vera. It's a function of the pulas habia. Mal bo mal. It's a betrayal that comes from the pulas habia. Not the maisa vera of the bia. When a man engages in a pulas habia with another, right? That pulas habia is the betrayal. And therefore, asr le baal. Ad kan.